You may say, what's the purpose of practice? I'm a loan officer. I've been doing this for years. The question is, are you the model? If everybody in the state had to say, let's model him or her because you're so good at this, probably none of us have reached that level here. But here's what the purpose of practice is. Reflexive. That's your thought process. When a realtor says this, you naturally say that. You don't have to look at a script. You don't have to think about what to say. A basketball player who makes millions of dollars a year gets to the game 3 hours in advance. Why? To keep making those practice shots. They don't have to think about it any longer in a pressure situation. They know how to take the shot. A baseball player, the reason they have batting practice or fielding practice, even though they're making $15 million a year, because they're still working on the reflexes. They can't think things through. They've got instantaneous moments to make things happen. So when that realtor says to you something and you're not prepared for it, it'd be like striking out as a baseball player. The objective is when they throw you a pitch, you're able to respond and you're able to move everything in the right direction for their benefit. However, in the absence of practice, it's probably a swing and a miss. You probably quit the program. Why? Because you quit the practice. The goal here is using these times when we're getting together to find out what are people's weaknesses? Why are they missing out? What are their strengths? What are they doing really well? So thank you for your consistency for showing up at practice, because you, just by being there and sharing what's going on, you're encouraging other people's successes. And you're reinforcing your own thought processes. So we're going to work on mindset and reflexive answers to questions through our practice sessions.